You're listening to Lou Manfredini. This morning's spring cleaning show is sponsored by LightQuest Outdoor Illumination, your journey to legendary landscape lighting. Now back to Lou, right here on House Smarts Radio. Now whistle while you're
working. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. All right, one of my favorite things when it comes to, if you're looking for a brand new look to your home, have you ever thought about doing something with outdoor lighting? I've talked about this in the past. Actually, the person we're going to talk to, we've talked to in the past as well. But there is a great way to make a difference in how your home looks at night. But it all depends on the person you hire to design it, install it, maintain it, and the products that are available. Joining me on the phone line is Mike Long, who is the owner of LightQuest Outdoor Lighting, who happens to be a certified landscape lighting designer and a national award-winning designer and a graduate of the International Landscape Lighting Institute. Mike, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me on the radio.
I think that most people, Mike, think of landscape lighting. They're like, oh, yeah, you get that Malibu lighting, and, you can buy it at the home center or maybe the hardware store, and I'm going to do this myself, and it's awesome. And then they get in the middle of it, and they're like, this is a huge pain in the you-know-what, and it doesn't last, and I mean, the main difference with hiring somebody like you, I mean, there's a bunch of them, but the quality of the products that you provide, as well as your expertise in lighting up a home.
Yes, absolutely. Quality of product's a big thing. You know, all the fixtures that we use are all solid brass. A lot of them come with a lifetime warranty. Some are 20-year warranty. Even the lamps that we use inside of the fixtures, least amount of warranty that we have on one of those is 6 years. So they're meant to be there and work and continue to work day in, day out, every single day. And I talk about the old Malibu. Everybody's had that. And we love people that have Malibu because that tells you they appreciate lighting.
Right.
But they didn't know where to go. But those old timers, they get to adjust all the time because the time never, that's old school. We have timers that do all the adjustments automatically. So turn on every day, 20 minutes before sunset, turn off whatever time you want to, daylight savings times in there, the whole work. So you have a system that works and works for a long time.
You know, I know that I pay attention to a home that has really good landscape lighting. It's something that I look for. And, I would challenge people listening, as you're driving around, tonight, for instance, you'll go through a neighborhood and you'll be like, wow, it's so dark. These houses are, I'm always amazed, like even when you go by a house and they don't have any lights on in the house. But when you see a house that is designed right, and you tell me, but it certainly seems like, A, there needs to be a plan. B, it needs to be a combination of not only in the landscape, but then against the house, both up lighting and down lighting. And, that there really is this secret sauce, in my opinion, where, you don't want the house to look like a beacon. You want it to look attractive and you want it to essentially come to life at night.
Yes, absolutely. There is a plan. I mean, we draw a plan for every single lighting install that we do. And for a number of reasons, number one is you have to have a plan for, take care of the incidents of the voltage drop. Make sure you're not, having light fixtures that don't have enough power to them.
And sure.
So you have to draw all that stuff out. And then also to have something to go back to in case anything happens in the future. We have a drawing. We know where all the lines are. I mean, that's all part of it as well. But yes, we deploy a lot of options when we are designing lighting, up lighting, down lighting, path lighting, just scraping the front of the house to get some architectural lighting on the surface of the house, water features. I mean, you just name it. There's so many different aspects to lighting, and to do it right and have a whole cohesive framework just makes it pop when you drive down the road and you see those houses. You can tell the houses that are done by a professional, you can tell the house that was done by a homeowner or somebody else. Absolutely.
Mike, how long have you been doing landscape lighting?
I have been doing landscape lighting for about 25 years now. I started in the old days of the old halogen bulbs where you had, a 50-watt bulb to light up the front of the house and, many of those. And now you have a 7-watt bulb to do the same thing as a 50-watt bulb used to do. So I've been through the days of multiple transformers all over the house, big wires running all over the house. And now it's a little bit easier, but there's still some technical knowledge to it to make sure you have the right amount of power to the LEDs. Absolutely.
But but part of that technology, and the reason I ask you that is that, you know, you have seen, and you just described it, you know, all these changes in the industry. And now, right, the vast majority of what you're using is LED, and it's reliable. You mentioned in the beginning, it's you know, it gives you the ability to give these very long warranties for this stuff to work. And the bottom line is it uses like 2/3 less electricity than the old stuff.
Yeah, the old, you know, I did a blog on this probably a couple of years ago, and it's about 80% reduction in power. And the average, you know, like a 300-watt transformer is like an average size transformer we use in a house. And that even down in Illinois is going to cost about $5 a month to rent. So, or not to rent, to operate, you know, at the whole time. So, yes, very little energy consumption. And yes, the LED technologies, we had light fixtures that are the size of your pinky finger that you can use to light up small little parts of a sculpture or something like that. It's just, technology is amazing. You got to keep up with it all the time because it's always changing.
I see a lot of houses now when I drive around that have put up these this lighting system. You've talked about it in the past where you can put it under the eaves and you don't even know it's there, but you have the ability to not only turn it on or off, but change colors. Like if you're someone that really likes to, celebrate different holidays, you know, we've got St. Patrick's Day coming up. You could make the lights green, and, you know, for Valentine's Day, you can make it red. And at Christmas time, talk to me a little bit about that product and what's involved in that.
Yeah, we call that architectural roofline lighting. Full RGBW. So you have full control of it. The system that we use is all custom aluminum tracks that are cut and formed to go underneath the overhang of your house, color matched to the paint. These systems have lifetime warranties on them because they've made these bulbs so efficient now. It's really cool. But yeah, there's thousands of different patterns that you can use for all the different holidays. And I'm a lighting guy, so I don't like to see color out there all the time, but you can just have the warm white on there, just kind of shining down. You can accent, you know, have two on, one off, just kind of accent some of the house without being a super bright beacon.
Sure.
But on holidays or parties, make it festive, turn it on, whatever color you want to, have a blast. Absolutely. That's what it's for.
Yeah, that's so fun. I know everybody, you know, now is getting a little bit of cabin fever with the spring, you know, just around the corner. But, it seems to me like this would be a perfect time for people to contact you. You know, how does it work? If somebody wanted to contact you, what's the process if they were interested in, you know, hey, I want to do this landscape lighting that we're talking about and I want to hire a designer. Take me through the process of what happens.
Okay. Yeah, great. They would either call our office or we have a contact form on our website and we'll discuss those options, you know, what those numbers are and stuff like that. Our office manager, you know, they're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You'll set up she'll discuss what the process is, but you'll set up an appointment with one of our designers, either me or I have another designer named Jeff. We're both great guys, if I may say so myself. we'll come out to your house. We'll discuss what your goals are, what you want to light, what you don't want to light, what you want to achieve with your lighting. And most 90% of the time will be to give you a quote right there on the spot. Without even leaving your property. We have the systems in place. We know lighting. We can quote this right away. There's no waiting weeks and weeks and weeks for an estimate from us. And yes, it's a great time because you get your lighting done early in the spring and then you have all summer to enjoy it.
Right.
That's just the time of year where you can be outside. Come wintertime, you can still enjoy it come wintertime because you'll look out the window and you'll see your lighting and the trees look beautiful when they have snow on them. It's the only thing that looks beautiful with snow on them. That's my opinion. But you get tired of snow by the end of the wintertime. But yeah, that's kind of our process. And we like everybody to feel like we are creating a custom design for everybody's home.
I know that you're going to run a special this week if people were to call, right? It's the consultation is free. Is that right? If they call you this week, what's the offer you have for WGN listeners?
That is correct. Consultation is free. And then if you sign up, if you call our office and get an appointment, and we do an appointment with you by Monday, or set the appointment up by Monday, throughout the day, you get a free transformer and astronomical timer, which is a $605 value.
Wow. That's awesome. I know you've got great pictures on your website. How do people get a hold of you? Give me a website and a phone number that if they want to explore this option with you. It's absolutely beautiful. I know that, a few years ago you did John Williams' house, and he doesn't know the business end of a screwdriver if you shoved it in his ear, but I know he's been really happy with your work, and so that's a nice a pat on the back for you as well. But how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, our phone number is 262-358-9100. Our website is call LIGHT quest QUEST.com. So call Light Quest. Looks kind of weird because there's three L's in a row, but that is correct. And then there's a contact form you can fill out there, and our office will get back to you and help you set up a time to meet one of our designers.
CallLightQuest.com is the website. Mike Long is the owner of LightQuest Outdoor Lighting. He's been doing this for a long time, and they do exceptional work. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Lou. I love talking to you.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 857-557-4. Lou is our phone number. 857-557-4568. We'll get back to your phone calls right after these messages.